Hey, and welcome back. You're listening to Social Small Business, the podcast where we talk about small business and marketing matters. My name is Brooks Gray, and I'm here with Lee Simkowski. We work with South Marketing Group, located in East Tennessee. Lee, what are we going to be talking about today?
I want to talk about a brand's personality, aka their voice. So, Brooks, what would your voice be if you were a social media brand?
My voice.
Or a brand on social media.
Okay. It would probably be very sarcastic.
Like Wendy's.
It'd be very niche because not many people get my sense of humor.
Do you feel like you have to work hard at being that, or is that just like your natural?
That's just natural.
So you wouldn't have to sit down and like come up with mean captions?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could take anything, current events, whatever it was, and turn it into a sarcastic tweet.
Really?
Hmm?
That didn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. So it'd be a pretty easy social media account to run, but I'm not super active on social media, so.
We know.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will be like, what do you mean my voice? After I go through the whole process of who you are as a business, who your audience is, like, and I'll say, well, now we got to find your voice. What do you mean by that? Well, it's the brand's personality, but you can also have a tone. So your voice can have a tone. You can have the same voice across the same personality across all your platforms, but they can have different tones. So you're saying you would have the same tone, sarcastic tone on Facebook as you would on Twitter, or would you change it up?
It would probably be similar, I think. I think in my case, a better way to imagine it if I had a business would be I would be very sarcastic and dry on Twitter. And if I had a YouTube channel, it would be sort of similar, but more informative because I would do more informative type stuff on YouTube.
That's the platform for that. People use that for, you know, right. Do it yourself
but
and
it
learn
be,
how or how to, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. So what I want to help our followers, listeners do is really how to help define their brand personality. So you have any suggestions on that?
I thought you had also the suggestions.
I do. I was hoping you would ask me.
Okay. Lee, do you have any suggestions on how
you're
going to
ask me what my social media voice would be?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm not good at this conversation thing.
Because you're an introvert.
Exactly. Lee,
I'm an extrovert.
If you were a business, which technically you own the business.
Yeah.
And you were on social media, here's a good question for you. Is your business, South Marketing Group, is the business voice the same as your personal voice?
That's a good question. It is not. Because my personal voice on, if I didn't have a family or kids that I always wanted to like show pictures of them and stuff, it would be very funny. I really like jokes a lot, so I would be very, unless there's a tragedy happened, then I wouldn't make a joke out of it. But I really would like to have a funny brand. But with South Marketing Group, it's not. I think we're lighthearted, I would say, but we're not over the top like trying to be funny or anything. But we're also informative, and we're also kind of promotional of our clients. So, you know, I want people to come to our page and see our work, see our clients, but also see who we are. And in a lighthearted fashion. So no, my personal voice doesn't match South's voice on social. And I think that's a good point because whoever is running social media in your business, it shouldn't be their personality at all. It should be the business forming their own brand personality or voice.
Okay, good. Do you think that is... I'm just thinking back like to when I was a little bit younger or a lot younger. Maybe it's because I didn't pay attention much, but do you think this has been as big a factor for businesses and organizations before the advent of social media? Like, I just kind of remember ads as being like informational ads, like, hey, if you're hungry, come to McDonald's and
yeah,
get
like
this hamburger.
You saw billboards, or I guess you didn't read the newspaper when you were younger, but if you
not
did
much.
Back in the day, they would even draw them, not even to use graphic design. But so you basically saw TV ads and billboards, and that they were very salesy. Well, people are tired of being sold to, so they love what right now the trend is authentic. So I don't recommend somebody not being authentic, through their brand. So I'm not being unauthentic by being informational there. I'm just using a different tone. So you can have a voice with a different tone. And by voice, I mean like that is your personality described in an adjective. So I would sit down if you're trying to define, well, what is that? Because one day I'm informative and the next day I'm telling a joke. Well, you can, but I would use different platforms to do that because people like consistency.
And this probably goes back to a previous episode that we did talking about knowing your audience.
Correct. So a Facebook audience isn't necessarily the same as Instagram or TikTok or Twitter or LinkedIn even. You have to, one audience on Facebook for one brand isn't going to be the same on Instagram. So like Lakeway Auto, if you look at my insights there, my Facebook audience is mainly male. And they're shopping for cars. So I'm going to put more inventory there. Instagram, I'm going to put more reels because it's more women that follow us. So you really need to look at your insights to know who those audience. And then you can develop the voice for that platform. But just keep it consistent. Okay. Maybe use a different tone.
So if I'm a business or an organization, you're telling me all this. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, how do I know what that is? How do I know what my voice is?
Well, you really need to actually spend some time thinking about it and why it's important. Because I think a lot of people are like, well, it's not important. I just need to get something up there. I need to just get something on social media. Well, that's not true. You need to be intentional about what you post on social media because you never know who's like seeing that in their news feed. And then if you're not intentional about it, the algorithms can pick up on that. So if you're just posting regular like graphics or you're not consistently posting or you're not being intentional in what you're saying and no one's interacting with you, then your posts are going to get further down and not be prioritized in news feeds. And that's just a matter of the data. So you do need to be intentional about your voices. And when you sit down and you go, okay, who are we? And you go through that whole process of defining who you are and your values, then you can say, okay, so what does that look like if it were a human? If my brand were a human, how would they be? Well, I know I can tell you what Lakeway Auto's human would be. It would be probably a male wearing a trucker hat that says USA on it with a good credit score and probably a couple of kids and a wife. Like that's their persona. So their voice should match that. So that's how I'm going to speak. I'm not going to speak in a feminine tone on their social media audience are mainly males.
So yeah, and I think too, like a lot of businesses and organizations, they have this mindset that we kind of need to move past and realize that unless you're like a major brand like an Apple or you know even Samsung's or all these different large companies or Nike or Jumpman who have almost like this, I don't want to say cult following, but like they have this big community that is built around their brand that is really excited about their brand. So anytime
I can't imagine anyone being excited about Samsung.
Oh, well, some people are.
Like my brother.
Yeah. As soon as a new phone comes out, let's get it. But it's the same thing with
they do have a good camera.
Samsung or Apple or whoever. But most brands don't have that luxury. So I think for most people, we need to realize that a large part of the audience that we're marketing to isn't as super excited about our brand as we are.
Right.
So we need to move past sort of the informational marketing and just saying, hey, here's what we do, this, this, and this, and we're offering this sale. That's okay. But now with the advent of social media within the past 15 years, brands have in a lot of ways become so personal that they're just in a sort of forming relationships with people. So when you think about that, like how does a brand, a small business, start to form that sort of relationship to build up, you know, a portion of that following like we see from these larger brands?
So I think you could go through an exercise and ask yourself, four questions as a business. Who is your character and persona? And by that, you know, are you casual? Are you inspiring? Are you lighthearted? Who is your audience and how can you relate to them through that? because that's where you find your relation part that you were talking about, relatability, and not just I'm having a sale kind of thing. And this is where you could actually use email marketing in segments too, where you may speak to one segment of the market versus another segment of your audience and use different tones with your voice. So I think we could go down a whole rabbit hole with that, but I think you got to start there. And then you need to figure out your tone. Are you humble? Are you just honest? Are you sarcastic? And then that's how you talk to people. So you got to relate to people and you got to figure out how to talk to people. And then what's your language like? Are you using text language? All right. So is it playful? Is it real simple, short captions? That way while you're consistent, people know it's you just based on not even have to look at the name when the newsfeed, what's there. And then that simple little caption, it's that brand, right? And then what's the purpose of it? So are you a retail store? So are you trying to social sell, or are you a healthcare place trying to inform people? Or are you somebody that's just trying to hold influence, or a brand that's trying to hold influence on purchasing decisions? Like, are you an insurance agent that all needs to be informative, but also relatable? So I think you need to go through those four steps to really find out before you start posting and be intentional and consistent.
Mm-hmm. And two, I would say there seems to be a trend, or kind of we're seeing a lot of brands that are taking the humor side of things,
yeah,
which is great. But what our audience needs to remember, I believe, is you don't have to be funny.
No.
Like every brand does not have to incorporate humor. I'm on YouTube a lot. I watch a lot of YouTube videos, and a lot of those YouTubers, you know, have their own brand, so to speak. And there are some who are funny, and I watch them because they're funny and I get a laugh. But there are others who are just very informative and there's no humor at all.
And concise.
And I love watching it because it's what I want. They get to the point. They tell me what I need to hear, and it's over. There's not a lot of fluff or like trying to make
jokes. It's okay to be that way too.
Exactly.
But I do applaud Wendy's for coming out. I think they were one of the first ones that came out and said, we're going to take the opposite approach. Everybody else is, you know, trying to be this joyful, happy, come to my place of business on social. We're just going to be the total opposite. So I'm glad they opened that door, because then it opened up the door for people to have all kinds of different tones. So I applaud them for doing that. I do want to give everybody a resource. We can put it up on our page. It's a Twitter workbook, and it not just helps you find your voice, but it's also got some planning tools and some things like that for social media. And it's business.twitter.com/content. And it's, you can find the link on our, on our page.
Southmarketinggroup.com/resources. You'll find the podcast and other helpful resources there. Our goal is to equip you as business leaders, as small business owners, to better market yourself. And we hope that you get some great knowledge from some of this content we'll be sharing. Is there anything else you want to add before we close?
Yeah. They asked Sam not to sing.
Wow.
But Sam sung anyway.
I apologize that you had to hear that joke.
Why? It was great. Thank you for joining us today.
Take care.